Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Dudok Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4 and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool was over $82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose right.
Momentary has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. What a weekend in thoroughbred horse racing. And the result of the Louisiana Derby, an incredible performance from the winner conditioned by Chad Brown. Emerging Market in only his second career start was just absolutely all out to defeat the California bred trained by Doug O'Neill, Pavlovian. Huge performances from older horses around the country, and that's where we're going right now. A couple of races earlier on the card yesterday at Fairgrounds in New Orleans. It was the $500,000 Grade II New Orleans Classic, and Touch Upon a Star, a seven-year-old gelding by a Quiet American Stallion by the name of Star Guitar, ran lights out in defending his title in the New Orleans Classic. And he's owned by former NFL star quarterback, a guy who still owns the record for the longest pass in Super Bowl history, 85 yards. That was in the 2004 Super Bowl when he was leading the Carolina Panthers, and they lost a tight one that year to the New Orleans Patriots, the New England Patriots, rather, 32-29. A real honor now to welcome aboard Jake Delhomme. Hey, Jake, good morning, and thank you so much for taking time for us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's certainly very easy to talk about Touch Upon a Star, to say the least. It's been a wonderful whirlwind, really the last 5-6 years since we've owned him. But, yeah, the last 24 hours or so has been special, to say the least.
He's owned by Set Hut Stable. That's you, I guess, your dad and your brother, who's the trainer, Jeff Delhomme. It's just an amazing story. I enjoyed the interview Andy Biancone did with you so much right after the race. We're going to go to that in just a moment, Jake. But you've given this guy time when he needed it. You've been in state bred competition in his last two starts. You went back into the Grade II yesterday, And, I mean, he ran – that had to be the race of his life. A course record at Fairgrounds. He'd been running races down there for a long time, as you know, Jake. A mile and one-eighth in 146 and four. Here's the splits, and he was right on them. 22-3, 46-2, 9-4 for six furlongs, a mile and 34 flat. And then he came home in 146-4, almost a full second better than the previous track record. You were on cloud nine yesterday, and it's sure understandable.
Yeah, I was, man. It was a it was such a great day. Listen, we're Louisiana people through and through, right? And we love racing at the fairgrounds. It's our flagship track, and I think the racing secretary here, Scott Jones, does a marvelous job for the horsemen, and certainly Jason Boulay, a dear friend of ours that he oversees this track. And they do a great job, and it was a special day. Beautiful, beautiful weather yesterday. The crowd was fantastic. I think they bet extremely well. And just a big full field of racing all day long. And so we were able to defend the New Orleans Classic, and it was something we've been pointing towards for a while now. And last year, yes, it was great. We were able to win it. You know, we beat beat Sierra Leone last year, but he kind of had it his way. It was a fairly easy lead, and the fractions were moderate, guys, compared to yesterday. And 2 years ago, we ran second in the New Orleans Classic to Red Route 1. He caught us at the end, and we did all the dirty work, and it was a much faster pace then. And so yesterday, watching the pace scenario unfold, we knew there was a lot of speed in the race, and we gave Marcelina Pedroza Jr., who's having a great meet. He had the mount because Tim Thornton got hurt a couple of weeks ago, and we told Marcelino, listen, he's going to put you in position, but we don't have to be on the lead. If somebody wants to go and be reckless, you can sit off of him. That's okay. And I said, but look, play the break, and you're the doctor. And that's what he did. He hustled him away. And
he sure did.
Yeah, 42 and a half miles an hour until we got to the first turn, and then touch settled, and he looked like he got in a really good rhythm. I was okay with the 46-2. When I did see the 109-4, though, I will say I had a little – my heart kind of dropped, and I started looking, okay, what's coming? What's coming?
Yeah.
2 years ago, I could see Red Route 1 making a move. It's just a perfect angle seeing in that turn. And yesterday, I truly didn't see anybody, and it looked like Touch was within himself. But you just know those taxing fractions were going to play a part at some point. But he dug in and he kept going, and it was great. And you could just hear the crowd. I mean, it was a big crowd, and you could just hear them. Usually I kind of zone out and don't hear them. For whatever reason, I could hear the crowd yesterday, and it's like everyone was kind of blowing the wind behind him to get to the finish line.
Hey, Jake, in watching the race, and I thought Marcelino Pedroza rode a tremendous race, especially when you consider first time aboard, you know, but the naysayers, when you're a short price, you're supposed to win. But I was really interested going into that race, kind of provincially so, Jake, in watching Westwood, who had the one hole. He was just inside of you. You guys were two. And, you know, he went. He was sent by Tyler Gaffalione. He had been trained by John Sheriffs, had been based out here, owned by some great people, CRK Stable. They're now racing all over the country, but for many, many years, based pretty much exclusively in Southern California. But in watching Pedroza, by the way, he's the nephew of Martin Pedroza, who rode for many years out here, and he kind of looked like Martin, I got to say, because he rode so aggressively. He put Westwood in tight there around the first turn. I guess you could say a little intimidation. It's part of the game. Westwood's empty, turning for home, and as soon as you shook loose of him, I'm looking back. I'm not seeing anybody, and I mean, that had to be a great feeling. He ran huge, and the jock rode him great.
No, he certainly did. And, Marcelino's ridden for us this year, and his agent, Anthony Martin, is best friends with my brother and I. And we try to use him whenever we can, his jockeys. And, it certainly hurt my heart for Tim Thornton not to be on him yesterday. Tim, unfortunately, had a little injury. He'll be back in 2 weeks. And that was, we were going to go with Pedroza. And he did a really nice job. And
yes.
I was really worried. I mean, Corporate Power, this horse, he was made to be a nice horse. I mean, he got thrown into the Travers as a three-year-old and had a long layoff. And I don't have to tell you how great of a trainer Steve Asmussen is, but came off a long layoff, probably about 14 months or 15 months and ran a 94 Beyer, and he's a closer, right? A Curlin out of a Quality Road mare that cost $925,000, and we all know Curlins get better with age. So he was one that I certainly was very wary of, and he did, he was certainly coming.
He was.
Baez was trying to catch him at the end, yeah.
Jake, if you don't mind, I'm going to have my man Chris Monreal. By the way, I'm here at the Big A in Anaheim. You may have been here a time or two over the years. But anyway, I love this interview that Andy Biancone did with you live before the horse came into the winner's circle following yesterday's New Orleans Classic.
Defends his title in the Grade 2 New Orleans Classic. Jake, you said it yourself. Louisiana has never had one like this. What does this victory mean for Louisiana breeding, Louisiana racing as a whole, to have a now over $2 million earner?
Yeah, listen, it's so special. I'm at a loss for words. You know, listen, no serious fractions today. It wasn't like last year where we controlled it. Marcelino did a great job. He hustled him out, and then he settled him some on the, you know, the second and third quarter, which helped, but the horse is awesome. I mean, yeah, we just try to stay out of the way, you know? It's awesome. It's all. I'm pumped for a lot of wins, but this one's different. Man, I'm pumped.
Now I want you to enjoy this moment with you and the family, but I have to ask you. I know you usually give him a break over the summertime, but after this performance, will you try him against Open Company at Churchill?
We'll see. You know, that's something they, you know, last year, honestly, we were going to go that day, but my daughter was a senior, and there was their senior mass that morning. Family comes close.
Track record.
He's different. Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We're gonna love the piss out of him. I promise you that.
I'll touch up on the star. So impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, man.
I got to tell you, Jake, and listen to that. I go, now that guy's a Cajun. I couldn't help but think of my good friend Ray Sabil as you were finishing up there with Andy Biancone. Just the raw emotion. A great moment. And, you know, Jake, you're well aware our game has been under just intense scrutiny, heat from the folks in the animal rights movement going all the way back to our disastrous 2019 here at Santa Anita. But we had 3 7-year-olds win graded stakes yesterday. Your horse, Touch Upon a Star, Gold Phoenix here at Santa Anita taking down the San Luis Ray Stakes, and Skippy Longstocking for Safi Joseph, you know, a full horse at age 7. I just think it's a hell of a testimony to the horsemanship that is employed by good people nationwide in our business, and I wish we could get that word out in a little more comprehensive manner.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. You know, yesterday, emotions were in check during the interview. I was so excited. But when Touch was coming back and Touch was jogging back, and, you know, whenever he kind of got towards the grandstand area, he just has a way about him, which I think all really good horses do. It's almost like, and we joke about it, because when he goes out to train every morning at the training center, it's almost like when Simba overlooked in The Lion King, when he overlooked his kingdom and he just stands there.
Yeah.
Stoic. That's what Touch does, that every single day.
Yeah.
And he will go out when he's ready. And he was jogging back and he just has that look. And I think that's what got me overcome. It's like, look at this beast of an animal.
Yeah.
You know, how lucky are we to have him? But, you know, to your point, yeah, we get such bad press written about our racehorses, and it's a shame. But that's the world we live in. We live on everything negative. I think we would be shocked. And, gosh, I hate to get on a soapbox here. But if our nightly news and weekly news would show positive things for the first 27 minutes and the last 2 minutes give some negative stuff, you'd be shocked at how many more positive things would happen in this world.
I agree.
And listen, the racehorses, I don't care what anybody says. NFL Films came spend 2 days with us this summer doing something on Touch Upon a Star. And I'll never forget Brian Riviera, who did it. He said, "It's unbelievable how well these horses are taken care of, not just in your barn, but everyone I've seen."
Thank you.
And that's the point. I said, that's the point that doesn't get out, Brian.
Yes.
People have no idea what we do for these horses. We give every and anything for these horses. And you know what? I come from a world, my former life, where I played. Yeah, there's injuries and things happen. There's car wrecks. We don't want things to happen. But you know what? Life has accidents sometimes. And for the very minuscule amount of bad people they have with horses, there's so many more greater stories and people that take care of these horses and do it the right way. And it's a shame we don't get enough positive press.
Jake DeLome, you're hired, man. Great. Well said. You grew up on a 14-acre farm, I think about 120 miles from New Orleans. You grew up in the game and obviously immense talent as a football player. And your brother, who trains the horse, he was an outstanding college football player himself. But I want to get back to the horse real quick. We don't have a whole lot of time. Andy touched upon with you that you had considered a year ago coming out of this race going to Churchill Downs, maybe Derby Week. You just said there in the interview that you had to attend a very special thing with your daughter. What about this year? Do you think about going up the road there to Churchill Downs?
Yeah, we do. Listen, we were close to going to running the Pegasus, to be very honest. But we just felt, listen, Delta Downs has our premier night in early February. Let's just focus on that. And then we wanted to try to come back to the New Orleans Classic. I mean, that was the main goal. We're gonna kind of see. Listen, Touch ran his eyeballs out yesterday. We give him time. He lets us know when he's ready to start back on the work pattern. And we're going to see. We're going to play it by ear. But that's something we're definitely not opposed to. But we're going to do what's right by the horse. He owes us absolutely nothing. And it's a pleasure to be around him every single morning. And that's something that's near and dear to our heart. And, yeah, that's something that we'll take a look at. I don't think there's any doubt. But we're going to let him come back, and he's going to let us know. If we show up, then we think we're going to go with a live horse and with a good opportunity to give it his best shot again.
Touch Upon a Star goes over the $2 million mark in earnings. A superstar, Louisiana bred, owned by in part by our guest, former Pro Bowl quarterback Jake DeLome. Jake, thank you so much for your time. All the best to you and your family, and we'll be following Touch Upon a Star. Hope to meet you one of these days and have you back on again real soon.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I had Eddie D and Race of Bill text me yesterday some congratulatory text messages, but that you would be calling. And, yeah, those are two dear friends of mine. And, yeah, you talked about Ray. I can't wait. He's the clocker at the training center where we're at. And we have a great time of arguing for 2.5 hours every Tuesday morning.
Does he actually do any clocking, Jake? Does he actually ever
do?
He brings a watch? He does?
He does, and I always kind of tell him, hey, Ray, this horse went in that. I know you weren't paying attention. And there's a few choice words coming back at me. So, yeah, we certainly have a good time doing that.
Okay. God, that's just great stuff. Jake, all the best. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
You bet. Jake DeLome with us. And now we go to a really good friend of mine and a constant on this radio show for more than 30 years, Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets, from somewhere in New York State. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I never met Jake DeLome, but heard a lot about him. What a great ambassador for our game.
Absolutely. Man, is this guy easy to root for, Mike? He gets
you think? Yeah.
He was so emotional in that interview. The whole thing was great. You know,
yeah.
It was just, and this is really a terrific story. A 7-year-old gelding, so he's not going anywhere. He's going to be around for a while, and he's a fan favorite. People came out there yesterday to watch this horse run. Joe Talamo was talking about it on TVG yesterday, and it really was a terrific race and a terrific performance.
Yeah, you know, this horse is easy to root for. So's Jake. And, you know, this horse is such a feel-good story, and so was Jake DeLome as a player. John, I think, as you know, undrafted out of college, 2 years on the taxi squad. He goes to Europe. He sits behind a guy by the name of Kurt Warner, I think, in Amsterdam. He comes back here. He hooks on with the New Orleans Saints. He's not playing much, and he signs a contract with the Carolina Panthers. He leads them to an NFC championship in 1972. And they damn near beat Bill Belichick and the Patriots in that 2004 Super Bowl. So an incredible life, really.
And the horse kind of mirrors his professional career. The horse worked his way up. All of a sudden, he's a $2 million earner, and he set the track record. No one would have ever thought that this was possible a few years ago.
Yeah.
So same kind of story.
John, let's talk about another 7-year-old, Skippy Longstocking. How impressive was he at Oaklawn Park and taking the Grade 2 Essex yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, really impressive, and not easy to ship into Oakland without a race of work over the track. And hats off to Safi Joseph. Micah Husband rides a lot of horses for him. He could have given the mount to anybody. He brought the kid from Florida, and this has to be the biggest win of his career. And that's another feel-good story. It's funny. He didn't have problems flying to Oakland, but he couldn't get on the plane to L.A., so I wonder why.
Well, and you're talking about the fact that he was the early favorite for the Santa Anita Handicap and opted not to get on the airplane to come out. So, yeah, that's another story. Another seven-year-old I mentioned, John, Gold Phoenix, he bounced back. He obviously needed to race off the bench for Phil D'Amato and got the job done. He was best yesterday going a mile and one half on turf in the San Luis Rey.
And you got a generous 840 on that horse. I believe it was the morning line favorite, but for some reason they weren't that fancy on him. But listen, when he shows up and runs his race, he could beat anybody.
Yeah. And another veteran, in this case a mare, yesterday at Santa Anita on the undercard, Grand Slam Smile. Unfortunately, the start of the race overshadowed her performance. She was odds on and supposed to win like that. But she did break slow, but settled into a rhythm. Billy Anton Giorgi had left to go to Turfway Park. Kazushi Kimura was unavailable yesterday. He shipped out of town. So Billy flew in from Cincinnati and got the job done on Grand Slam Smile. You talk about easy people to root for. Trainer Sean McCarthy, the owner, breeders, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams, they're all in our game. They've been such great supporters of California racing. And they take the California-bred Irish O'Brien coming down the hillside turf course yesterday. Unfortunately, we had a couple of horses, didn't get a real fair shake. The five Prancing Through Paris actually broke through the gate before the start. You wonder how this doesn't happen more often, but it did here. And as a result of that problem right next to her, Miss Practical, the assistant starter still had a hold of her when the gates broke. I called Grant Baker, one of our stewards, and actually I texted him, and he called me. Shows you a lot. I mean, a very conscientious guy, and I think a great steward. He's all in as far as our game and where we need to go big picture-wise. And he said, they're both non-starters. The stewards made the right call, and they were taking a lot of time. People might wonder why. Well, they had to figure out what's going up with all the exotic bets, and you know they had to consult the CHRB rule book. They're on the phone with the mutual manager, Donnie Sanborn. That was a mess. Let's face it, John. Who gets paid? Who goes to the favorite? What's up? Grant Baker told me they got all that sorted out, and the racing secretary, Jason Egan, told them they're both non-starters, therefore no purse money, certainly to Prancing Through Paris. That had to hurt because, you know, she ran third, but each of the connections there, the two horses, Miss Practical and Dancing Through Paris, got a $500 participation fee. And even more importantly, they got refunds on their nomination and starter fees. So they did everything they could. The stewards had to take a lot of time to figure out the parimutuel situation.
Well, a lot of times we get on the stewards, and sometimes rightfully so, but they absolutely got it 100% correct yesterday. It took a little extra time, and people were getting annoyed, to be honest with you, but you just explained it perfectly, and that was the reason. It wasn't like they were having a good old time having a coffee or something. They were at work, and they earned their money in that race yesterday.
To me, just trying to sort out the mutuals, that the way Frank explained it gave me a headache. You know? By the way, I'm going to play some audio later today. The third race yesterday, Coach Cronin wins it, and Frank covered all bases with their last win, what they're looking for next. And today we're going to use that an hour or two with Bruce Finkelstein, who's a hoopster. So anyway, John, enough of that. Where are you going to go for hour one in terms of a selection?
Let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 8. It's a mile on the main track. The weather is fine. It's overcast, but it's in the 40s, so a nice day. I like the number 6 horse in here, Knox, a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed out of his last start by trainer Oscar Barrera to third. This horse was against the track in his last couple of races. I love the rider switch today to Ray Lou Gutierrez, and I like the 8-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Knox, upsets and wins today's 8th and final out at Aqueduct.
And the weather, not a concern, correct?
Not at all.
Post time for race 8 at Aqueduct, 4:48 Eastern. JONHARDOON.com. What is there, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita selections.
John, thanks. Can't wait to get you back on the end of the show. We'll have some other things to react to.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com. That's DataEel.com or HorseRacingSimple.com. We'll be right back with John Lindo. Then we're heading down to Los Alamitos with Orlando Gutierrez. Matthew DeSantis is back on behalf of Naira Betts. It's all in Hour 1.
Till the day I die.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman, and my sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, making things happen. Let's get down to Carlsbad and check in with John Lindo. You can catch him along with Bob Icke on air here every Saturday with Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, John, are you there?
Oh, did you get it? I'm here.
Yeah,
you
we got you now. You were underwater there a little bit. Hey, we got a cow bred of the week, but we're going to a horse who got beat. You know who I'm talking about. Pavlovian. What a tremendous gutty effort. I thought he was going to be able to battle back and hold off the Chad Brown candy ride cold emerging market, but he comes up a head short off the heels of running his eyeballs out in a nose victory in the Sunland Derby back on February 15th. What an incredibly gutty effort for Redham Racing and Doug O'Neill having a tremendous year. Edwin Maldonado, I thought, rode a great race. This was some performance by the top two, and as I mentioned earlier, emerging market. He came off a maiden win going a mile at Tampa Bay, and he's able to put it together in yesterday's $1 million Louisiana Derby.
I tell you, it was a super race, Mike, and we know two things. Number one, Pavlovian with the 50 points for the runner-up, he's in the Derby as long as he stays healthy. And number two, he'll fight you.
Yes.
You know, the race at Sunland Park, he fought off everybody. And yesterday, boy, I thought he might hold off emerging market.
I did, too.
He just got run down in the last 50 yards, but it wasn't for lack of trying. And galloping out, he was back in front. This is a horse that wants to be in front of the other horses, and that's a pretty good trait.
Now, it'll be up to connections how they want to plot a path to that first Saturday in May. He fits with those horses, John.
He does, and he's improving. You know, you look for these three-year-olds to turn the corner sometime during the spring, and he jumped forward out of the Sunland Derby, ran a better one yesterday, and who's, we don't know where he's going to level off.
Pavlovian by Pavel out of the Bellamy Road mare, Mandy's Grace. And again, owned and bred by Paul and Zilla Redhams. Redham Racing, that's his second stakes win in a row. He's now got three wins overall from 10 starts. With the 20% of the $1 million pot yesterday, that's $200,000. That puts his earnings up around $615,000. Boy, he's on his way to more good things. Like you said, if he just stays sound, man, they are in a great position.
Yeah, unbelievable how he's developed this spring. You know, he always looked like a router as a two-year-old, and just it was kind of a fish out of water. When they stretched him out and they got him going, now we're seeing, you know, what they were anticipating. And, boy, what a run. And, you know, Paul Redham, Doug O'Neill, they've been down this path before.
And, you know, the thing about Paul, he's a lot like Lucas used to be. He doesn't pay attention to the speed figures and this and that. What was Pavlonian yesterday? Like 20-1, something like that.
20-1. Yeah, I think it's 21.
Paul doesn't. He's not shy about being double digits in the tote, and he likes to play on the game's biggest stages, and I can't fault him. That wouldn't be my tact. I'm just way more conservative with management of horses I've been involved with, but I mean. It's just amazing some of the big races they've won, and in yesterday's case, they damn near won at a big price. My hat's off to them.
Yeah, you know, as an owner, I always try and look for the path of least resistance, but sometimes you have to dare to be great, and they're not afraid to take their shots. And I agree, hats off, because I don't know if it's the kind of place I would have gone, but,
right?
You know, you don't get rewarded unless you try, right?
John, you came up under Bill Spahr. I came up under a guy by the name of Leonard Dorfman, and I treasure his memory every day of my life. But he used to say, Mike, look, in this game, it's not about what you're out to prove. It's about what you can get away with. In other words, let's try and pick the path of least resistance if we can, and we're going to be better off. And the whole thing is taking care of the horse, as you well know.
Well, you know, if you run them where they belong, they get confident, and they get tougher, and they get better. So
that's it.
And you know, I wasn't buying a lot of expensive horses, so you just have to try and develop them the best you can, find their friends, and have some fun.
Now, that's the kind of good stuff. The kind of not-so-good stuff is some news out of Legacy Ranch the other day. Tamarando really has done a heck of a job as a California-based stallion, set to stand his first season at Legacy, but developed some sort of problem. And right now, I believe he's at UC Davis, and there will be no mares bred to him this year, correct?
Right. Tamarando will miss this breeding season, which is currently underway. Hopefully everything goes well. He'll be back at the Legacy Ranch and hopefully standing in stud there in 2027. But no Tamarando at Legacy this year. And you still got a formidable stallion roster there. You've got Clubhouse Ride, who has done so well for so long, and Forbidden Kingdom.
Yep.
His first foals are on the ground. And, you know, from what I understand, they like what they see.
John, I got a McCann's Mojave mare up there, as you know. She didn't take with the first cover. She was bred again yesterday. So my fingers are crossed. You've been in this game. It's a process. It's exciting. It'll test you. But if you get a good one, man, it just overcomes so much of the negative.
Well, you've had a little bit of experience with that with McCann's Mojave. So let's hope lightning strikes twice.
I'll need that, which is an impossibility, as you know. But anyway, hey, John, let's move along. Talk about also big news. The big story in racing leading into the weekend, story broke by Ron Flatter at Horse Racing Nation on Thursday. Bob Baffert, for the first time, is going to be officially splitting his stable. Now, he's gone to Churchill with stake horses and maybe high allowance horses in the past. But he's been given 34 stalls at Churchill Downs. He'll start out at Keeneland for that short meet there, and then it's on to Churchill, and he's been quoted to the effect the horses are going to stay there. And the reason is, you know, he's got so many horses in the same categories. Also, the purse structure, you know, the owners pay a lot of money. It's just everybody knows the vice grip that we're in here, and we don't have any path forward to ancillary sources of money for our purse accounts. So it's a tough thing. It really is. Bob's been insistent, hey, I'm still going to be here in California. But again, John, it's just another thing here going on in California. It's tough to spin it in a positive way.
Well, you know, you got to remember that before Bob was actually, you know, banned for 3.5 years from Churchill Downs, he had that medication positive in the Derby and all the stuff that fell out from that. Before that, used to send the string out to Churchill Downs during the Triple Crown season,
yeah,
and be based out of Churchill to run there and at Pimlico and at Belmont Park during that whole time during the spring. And then he'd bring those horses back to California for Del Mar. So it's not unusual that he sends a string of horses out there. We'll have to see how big that string is, if he's got 34 stalls. And, you know, come Del Mar time, do they come back to California, or is he going to stay with a regular presence out there in Kentucky? Yeah, it's concerning, obviously, and the top level of horses that he has, we need him out here.
Yeah, he has said, John, that the horses will remain back there. That's what makes it different. But, you know, it's one of those things, and you look at the nominations for stakes now. Let's just say 30 years ago, you'd see 25, 26 horses nominated for whatever race it is. Now there might be 12, and Bob's got 8 noms. And, yeah, you know, and you're running against yourself, and like you said, just more opportunities. So we just we need some assistance here, and we need it pretty quick here in California, John.
Well, you know, Santa Anita did try to put those machines in. Obviously, they got stopped after a day.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are with all the legal stuff going on with that. But they're looking for ways to try and increase it. And Elmar's doing what they can to bump up the maiden races and everything else to try and get horses out here. So the tracks are obviously aware. They're doing what they can, but we're limited in what we can do.
100%. Now, let's get to it, John. Can we make some money?
Let's go to race 5 today at Santa Anita. Fifth race, number 6, Bessie Coleman, I thought ran really well off the layoff coming down the hill, dueled on a fast pace, just got tired the last 100 yards or so. On the flat course today with that race under her belt, a rider switched to Ayuso and less pace pressure today. I think she's going to be tough to beat. 6-1 in the program, number 6, Bessie Coleman, race 5, Santa Anita.
And encourage folks to get up to the South Point. Boy, what a busy time up there. Steve Johnson is some kind of busy, your entire staff. Give him a call. I'm sure room's hard to come by right now, but give Steve a call if you want to head up there. Toll free, 866-780-7223. John, thank you so much. Looking forward to catching you and Bob this coming Saturday here from 9 to 10.
Yeah, we'll be talking Florida Derby and Arkansas Derby next Saturday.
A whole lot going on. Thank you so much. Let's go to Orlando Gutierrez now. We missed him last week. He was up in Las Vegas having a lot of time with Ed Burghardt at the South Point. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing really, really, really well. Thank you.
You got 8 races tonight. You get underway at 5:40. Doc Allred and Kathy, they're kicking $10,000 into that $2 traditional pick 6. And the big news at Los Al, the 2-year-olds are back.
Yeah, Mike, our highly anticipated debut of the crop of 2-year-olds for this season. We started last night with 4 races for these young runners. And already we're seeing some very, very talented juveniles. The winner of our first race for 2-year-olds, Jack Kay, looked really good, posted the fastest time among all the 2-year-olds, and from really good connections. Rojas Racing, very prominent in Louisiana. They won $1 million futurities back there, so we're really, really happy that they send this talented maiden filly here, and she wins looking really good. Ed Allred and Jimmy Glenn Jr. had a double with some of their 2-year-olds, winning double Recuperate and College Boy, both of them sired by the freshman stallion Golden Boy, so a promising star for this really good sire. He won the Grade 1 Ed Burke here at Los Alamitos, and that producing winners already, not only here, but also in Oklahoma. Ed Allred and Jimmy Glenn Jr. have another Golden Boy racing tonight, Irate Lee, in race number 8. So looking forward to see if he can make it another victory with this sire. And the other winner, Call Me Soft, from the family of Golden State Million Futurity winner Little Talks, was the 4th winner of the night. So all in all, a really good night for 2-year-olds. Looking forward to another race for 2-year-olds this evening, headed by Cowboy Legacy 123 from a champion family, and a family that has produced an All-American winner, an AQHA champion, and the foundation mare from that family, Fortunate Delight, is one of the greatest in quarter horse racing history. So the 2-year-olds are here. We're very excited, Mike.
As you should be. You got 1 juvenile race tonight, Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be race number 8. The 1-2-B looks like to be the 5, contentious. At 4-5, and this filly is from an outstanding family that includes a Governor's Cup Derby winner, Max Mandate, a Grade 1 qualifier, Shiny New. We'll see her, Shiny New, in next week's Los Alamitos Oaks. And like I mentioned, Cowboy Legacy 1-2-3 on the outside at 3-1. A top cold from a Sire Flying Cowboy 1-2-3 that does really well with his first-time starter. So outstanding race number 8 as we continue the 2-year-old season here at Los Al.
And that race goes at 8:56 Pacific. A best bet tonight at Los Al on the 8-race program.
I'm going to go with the opening race in the number 4. My Eliana at 6-1 in her first time under the lights. Ran a solid third. I thought it was a really good effort. Gets a jockey change to Salvador Vargas, a really good apprentice rider. I think if she can show a little bit of speed at that 6-1, gives her a nice chance. She'll have to beat at number 6. Mia Forza, the favorite there, but I don't think there's too much difference, especially in the early speed. And if she can get that nice trip, I'll go with the 4, my Eliana, at 6-1. Race number 1, 5:40 p.m. first post. Our pick 6 pool last week with a little carryover was over $100,000. We're adding that $10,000 tonight, so I'm looking at the pool being around 60, 70,000 as always, really strong here at Los Al.
Okay, hey, Orlando, thanks so much. Great to have you back. Enjoyed talking to Michael Rona last week, but nice to have you back in the fold. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
And listen, folks, I want to put out a quick shout-out to my good friend Robert Householder at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Folks, the number to call to go to Toyota of Orange, I would encourage you to do so if you live anywhere here in the Orange County area, 714-639-6750. They've got a full buffed-out inventory of all popular makes and models. I took my son, my oldest son Jason, over there the other day, and my kid bought a car from Robert and Dave Wilson there at Toyota of Orange. A damn near new 2023 Toyota Camry. And just the experience over there, they take care of you. They do a great job. You won't beat the deal, and you won't get a lemon at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. We'll hit our final break this hour, coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Brad Free from Daily Racing Form leads off hour 2. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. Don't go away.
Behind the gun, I make my final stand. Why they call me bad company, and I can't deny bad company till the day I die.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Dudot Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4 and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool was over $82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And I've been waiting such a long time.
If you've got plumbing issues, you don't want to wait till Saturday, the next day, or whatever. You want help now. That's why you need my guys at Western Router 24/7, around the clock. Commercial, residential, they do it all. Go to their website. They've got almost 500 five-star reviews up there. Western Router, give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. And they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Router, the best in the West. And now one of the best in the East joins us. His name is Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, it's nice to have you back. And, man, my sincere, heartfelt condolences on the passing of your mother. That's just a tough thing. We all have to go through it at one point or another. But it's nice to have you back, Matt.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate the kind words. And, you know, my mom was a racing fan. We were watching Netflix's Race for the Crown right up until the end. So it was really nice to spend time with her on those last days. Yeah.
Nice. That is awesome. Well, let's talk Aqueduct. Jonathan Hardoon advises weather not an issue. You guys have 8 races. You get underway at 1:10 Eastern. So fill us in.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun little card here. I'm going to go to the final race for my pick for today. Race number 8, 4:48 p.m. Eastern, 1:48 p.m. Pacific time. I really like the number 2 Brewpup for Ilkay Kanermasi. Manny Franco up on the mount. That's their number one guy. I really like this horse. Last time this horse ran at a claiming 10 level, nearly got the win, ran really well. Now you're seeing this horse drop back down in class to that level after running a mile and an eighth last time. We're cutting back a little bit in distance from that last effort, getting back on a dry track. I think all those things are real positives for a horse that is ultra consistent over the last year. So Brew Pub for me at 7-2, the number two in the last race.
And again, fill us in on how you can get signed up for Naira Bets.
Absolutely. If you download the Naira Bets app or go to NairaBets.com, you can use the promo code BONUS200, get up to a $200 deposit match bonus, and we have a ton of great promotions every single day at tracks across the country, including today at Aqueduct. We have a little pick four insurance. If you only hit 3 out of 4 legs of the late pick four, you still get $10 back on your ticket.
Matt, last thing, how is the Belmont Park renovation complete rebuild going?
It's going fantastic. I had a chance to drive by there the other day. It looks amazing. Cannot wait to get back there when we get done with Saratoga and welcome the fans to the new venue.
So they are on schedule, and they do fully expect to open after Saratoga.
Yes, absolutely. So everything is looking good, on schedule. I know it's shocking for New York construction, but things are looking good.
I'll tell you what, you know, I happen to live here in Southern California, but at this point, the way the business is going, to have any racetrack opening up anywhere, that is very good news indeed, Matt.
It absolutely is. No, I could not agree with you more, and it's great. I think it's going to be a real wonderful moment to get all the fans back out here to Belmont Park, and I think it's really going to help rejuvenate some things here on the East Coast.
All right, we'll meet for drinks with Brew Pub, number 2 in Race 8, the 8th and final at Aqueduct. And again, that goes at 4:48 Eastern. Matt, thanks so much, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Okay, late on the break, top of the hour. We're coming back strong with Brad Free from Daily Racing Form. Be checking in with Andy Harrington and the regular roster. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Make my final stand. Hey, it's why they call me.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Duda Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero Final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4 and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamaranda. By the luxurious Halualoha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. by the Ragusan Chiefs. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragusan Chiefs. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Roofing, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And we're closing in on the Kentucky Derby that first Saturday in May. The Derby preps really taking shape, and a lot of things to talk about in our game, and nobody better to do just that than my good friend Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. We go to him right now. Good morning, Brad. Thanks for taking time for us.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, we're getting close to the Kentucky Derby. We're actually getting close to the Santa Anita Derby as well, 13 days out to the Santa Anita Derby.
Wow.
And a really, really good field is taking shape. I have right now at least seven starters in the Santa Anita Derby. Favoritism probably going to be either Potente, who won the San Felipe in his second career start, or Cherokee Nation, both Bob Baffert-trained three-year-olds in top form. So looking forward to the Santa Anita Derby in 2 weeks from now.
And, you know, Cherokee Nation, wow, he got a 100 buyer speed figure last time out in a maiden win. A sensational effort. Potente, he was first ahead in the San Felipe with an 89. Where are you at in terms of your personal Derby rankings with the Baffert contingent?
Well, I'm just going race by race. It's gonna. I mean, look, Baffert's deep in this category, obviously. And for Potente to do what he did in the second start of his career, stretch out, face winners, and run fast. You know, he went 42-4 mile in the 16th and got a good number out of that. If I had to make a pick today, as far as the Santa Anita Derby goes, probably Potente, but Robusta added blinkers, and he ran terrific in defeat. In fact, one could argue that considering the wide trip that Robusta got, he might have run better than Potente. He was a big number, 67-1, Robusta was, but that was blinkers on. He's a better horse, an improved horse, and I'm going to take that last start at face value and just suggest that trainer Doug O'Neill kind of knows what he's doing when it comes to three-year-olds, and we saw a good example of that yesterday. But Robusta, right there in the hunt, along with Potente, Cherokee Nation, Intrepido, Secured Freedom, So Happy, Start the Ride, are the other, early contenders for the Santa Anita Derby.
And, of course, So Happy, trained by Mark Glatt, Intrepido, Jeff Mullins, and, you along with everybody else, you're trying to figure out how much upside do these guys have. And as you know, Brad, with the timing of these races, it's who's getting good when. It's just such a big factor. The Derby, it's early, but to me, the crop is looking pretty deep.
Well, it does look deep, and we're seeing some better numbers out here in California this winter. A year ago, the graded route races for three-year-olds at Santa Anita, every one of them had five starters. At least we're seeing seven this year in the Lewis, the San Felipe, a relatively deep field coming up in the Santa Anita Derby. So we're seeing some better numbers. The stock is there. There's some good horses out there. We're going to separate them out over the next 5 weeks.
Want to take you out of town, then we'll come back to Arcadia. The Louisiana Derby yesterday, you talk about a horse with upside, emerging market for Chad Brown. First out, a one-mile maiden winner over at Tampa Bay Downs. He's able to beat Pavlovian, the California-bred, ultra game for Doug O'Neill by a head. What about those two horses?
They're very good. I'm still waiting on a buyer speed figure. We haven't received one yet this morning, but the final time was fast. They went, a mile and 3/16 in 1:55 and change. And Pavlovian ran, in my opinion, at least as well as Emerging Market. This is a race where the 1-3-4 finishers all rallied from the middle or back of the field. Pavlovian was out there doing the dirty work, shrugging off his pace rivals and trying to fight back late. He ended up finishing second ahead to Emerging Market. Two very good colts. And Emerging Market, that was only the second start of his career, so very similar to Potente out in California, jumping from a maiden win into a graded stakes and right on the Derby trail. So emerging market, he's very good. But I guess the question will become, when we get to the Kentucky Derby, can a horse making the third start of his career really win this thing? It's a tough challenge. So we'll find out. But he's a very good colt. So is Pavlovian. And Pavlovian at least has a whole series of races under his belt. He started 10 times. His last two starts, the best of his career. So he's the real deal, Pavlovian is.
You just want to keep Pavlovian going the way he is. With that kind of a foundation, you wouldn't think you'd have to do a whole lot with him, but you know you do, Brad, to think you're going to win going a mile and a quarter on that day.
Yeah, he's already been a mile and 3/16 yesterday.
The longest Derby prep, yeah, the Louisiana Derby.
Exactly. And now, you know, there's, 6 weeks? I guess O'Neill could run him back one more time. I think he'd probably train him into the race. I don't know.
We could
talk about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're right. He has a foundation of races. He's good now, and he is a contender in, as usual, another wide-open Kentucky Derby.
Speaking of Doug having a tremendous meet, he's up 7 on Mark Glatt in the trainer standings, 31-24. Then it's Bob Baffert with 22, George Papabedromo at 20, Michael McCarthy and Jeff Mullins next at 18 each. Speaking of Santa Anita, as you know, the big news coming into the weekend was broken by a former colleague of yours, Brad, at the Pasadena Star News back in the mid-80s, one Ron Flatter with Horse Racing Nation, talking about Baffert. He's been given 34 stalls at Churchill. He's going to be a presence at Keeneland and at Churchill. He's saying these horses will stay there. He's looking for more. He's not complaining. It is what it is. He's looking for more opportunities. I got some of what Mark Ratzke's been sending out during the week, and he says, well, the people looking at it glass half full might say, well, maybe with Baffert less of a presence, that'll entice more people to run on dirt and so on. Your take on the situation, Brad?
No, I don't think so. First of all, it was a great scoop by Ron Flatter to break the news that Baffert was going to have a split stable back in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Good scoop. Ron Flatter and I go way back. No, I don't think so. Just because Baffert's going to send, I guess, as many as 34 back there, that doesn't mean these races out here are going to be any less strong or any weaker. The question becomes, are these allowance races even going to fill? We've seen oftentimes Baffert has 2 and 3 starters in these maiden and entry-level allowance races. Now he's going to have maybe only one, but you know that one is going to be very, very good. So I don't see that there's a whole lot of benefit to Baffert splitting up the stable as far as making things easier out in California. It's not going to be easier. And the ones that Baffert has here at home are most likely going to be the cream of his stable.
Yeah, this is Mark Ratzke, a guy worked for Daily Racing for him for a lot of years. I've known Mark for over 40 years here in Southern California. He talked about the fact that guys like Peter Miller, Phil D'Amato, Doug O'Neill, Pete Erton, they have set up auxiliary camps, as he put it. He said, but with Bob leaving, this feels different. He said, Baffert and the above-mentioned trainers all love California, and it wasn't an easy decision for any of them to campaign even some of their horses elsewhere. The economics of no alternate revenue streams is just overwhelming, even with the consolidation of racing in Southern California. In other words, Golden Gate's gone away. We get the host fees here. That, and hey, credit to the TOC and everybody else. That has helped the purse situation here, but we're really lagging behind places like Churchill, Oaklawn Park, New York, and so on, Brad. I don't have the answers.
No, I mean, all the, these little fix-its, it's positive developments, but it ultimately is basically postponing the inevitable. And unless things turn around in California, the long-term viability of this industry in this state is very, very dubious. I just don't see that anything good has happening as far as purse money goes. The CAWs have left a lot of horse players with a very sour taste in their mouth, including myself. My handle has gone significantly down from what it previously was. So there's a lot of things that need to be addressed. that have yet to, you know, reach any sort of satisfactory conclusion. But things don't look good out here in California, and Bob Baffert splitting his stable is just the, you know, the latest indication that, you know, we're headed for some very, very serious times out here.
And we're already in serious times, but the water, it's going to get deeper. I want to ask you this, Brad. How often – I look for Bob to be at Keeneland, at Churchill through Derby Week, maybe quite a bit. I haven't talked to him about it. But what are your thoughts? You know, he loves it here. He loves training at Santa Anita and Del Mar. How much of Bob Baffert is actually going to be himself back there in the Bluegrass?
Well, that's a really good question. And I mean, Baffert, you know, one of the reasons why he's such a good trainer is because everything's right under his roof, and he doesn't have these split stables. So I don't know how things are going to shake out as far as who's going to be, you know, managing his stock at Churchland or Keeneland. Last year, Baffert started 13 horses at Churchill Downs, one maiden, four entry-level allowances, and seven graded stakes races, eight stakes races altogether. So the fact that he's back, you know, sending a contingent to Kentucky, it's not the first time that this has happened, but it's the first time where Baffert has basically said, yeah, I'm going to set up shop here and have these stalls so that I can get my allowance horses into these races, at least in Kentucky. One other Dan's, two other Dan's, even three other Dan's would classify it sometimes even go. Out here in California, it's rare that we ever see even a two other Dan allowance and a one other Dan for 3-year-olds. That never happened. So, you know, it's not a good situation. And when the top stable in California starts talking about setting up a split stable, that's just one more indication of the trouble that we're in out here.
And these other racing, you know, jurisdictions, they're welcoming guys with open arms. Of course, there's no guy like Bob Baffert, but they've obviously well buried that Medina Spirit hatchet, Brad. Been given 34 stalls. He's got signage apparently on the rail, as Ron Flatter pointed out, where the horses come in that gap as you come out of that one-mile chute. They're at Churchill Downs. So life is good again with everybody, it would seem, with Bob Baffert and management at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and it should be, you know. I mean,
no question.
And, you know, you just have to water under the bridge and move forward. You can't just dwell on, you know, some of the past indiscretions. But, you know, it looks like they have buried the hatchet, and it's full steam ahead.
A little bit of a local recap, Brad. Were you one of the kind of skeptics as to whether or not Gold Phoenix could get back on his game? You know, kind of a subpar effort off the bench for Phil D'Amato, but he was very much back in evidence to close the card out yesterday at a mile and one half in that Grade 3 San Luis Rey for Phil D'Amato with Hector Berrios up.
Yeah, I was not I liked him yesterday, to be perfectly honest. I thought Gold Phoenix was the best horse in the race, and as they're going to the starting gate, I was baffled at the prices. Truly Quality was the favorite as they reached the starting gate, and Gold Phoenix was virtually ignored in the betting. 7-2, he ended up going off at odds of 3-1. I thought that his comeback into San Marcos, I know he finished 7th in an 8-horse field and he was the even money favorite. He never had a chance in that race. He was caught 3 wide from start to finish. You can't win a grass route by being wide on every single turn. Mm-hmm. That was also his first start since the Breeders' Cup. I thought he, you know, deserves a pass for that. But like I said, going to the starting gate yesterday, I thought, well, maybe I've made a mistake. Maybe Gold Phoenix is just not the same horse he was.
Well, you didn't cancel your bet, did you, Brad?
No, I did not. Yeah. No. And Hector Berrios riding Gold Phoenix for the second time. Berrios is now 2-for-2, having won the 2023 Eddie Reed. So Gold Phoenix, it was not at all a surprise, at least to me. The surprise to me was the Truly Quality went off at such a short price. By the way, this is the 9th stakes win in Gold Phoenix's career, and now he has now won graded stakes races each of the last 5 years. It's an amazing accomplishment.
That is amazing.
By trainer Phil D'Amato has done a fantastic job keeping this 8-year-old gelding together over all these years. And we should also, Mike, give a tip of the hat to Sean McCarthy and Steve Speck for the work that they've done with the Grand Slam Smile. She scored her 9th career stakes victory yesterday in the Irish O'Brien Stakes. So we saw some excellent veteran horses yesterday. Gold Phoenix, the 8-year-old gelding, and Grand Slam Smile, the 5-year-old mare, both winning their 9th stakes races.
Just amazing. Grand Slam Smile, what a story. And, of course, she came out of the Buena Vista. She ran well, but it looked like maybe it was a little bit too tough. Not that they won't try graded company again here in the not-too-distant future, but, boy, it was a cozy spot back with Calbridge yesterday coming down the Hillside Turf Course, and she did it at a very short price. Another feel-good story, Billy Anton Georgie, needing wins, and he flew in from Cincinnati to get back with her because he gave the mount up last time to Kazushi Kimura, who was out of town yesterday himself.
Yeah, exactly. William Anton Georgie has relocated. Things weren't going his way out in California, but I remember Sean McCarthy saying a few weeks ago, he said, if I need Willie back in California, he'll be here. And he needed him yesterday because Kimura was out of town. So Anton Georgie back aboard Grand Slam Smile, a filly on which he's won a number of stakes races. And this race, I actually liked the runner-up in the race, to be perfectly frank, Mike. She was second best. Mm-hmm. That was taken out of the card. But Grand Slam Smile with her early speed, and she was just the best horse going in and the best horse going out. And they've done a fantastic job with Grand Slam Smile. She's the second leading all-time progeny by Smiling Tiger behind mm-hmm. Spice Perfection. And I'm sure that McCarthy and owners Larry and Marianne Williams would love to get Grand Slam Smile over the million-dollar mark. She's closing in. She's got $912,000 in earnings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, I'm glad you corrected me with Gold Phoenix. I've been referring to him all morning as a seven-year-old. He's really long in the tooth at age eight. That great job by Phil D'Amato and company. And with these older horses, Brad, it just proves again. Now, you had an uncle that trained horses, and knowing him as I did, you knew him a lot better. Patience. You got to be patient, and it's not always easy. But if you take the time, you're more often than not, you're going to get rewarded.
Well, Phil D'Amato has always given Gold Phoenix a break when he needed it. And, the horse starts six, seven times a year, and he goes out and wins two or three times a year. And he's made more than $2.3 million. So just a fantastic job. It's very rare that you see any horse win graded stakes races five consecutive seasons, and that's exactly what Gold Phoenix has done. Amazing job.
Brad, as you're talking, I can't help it, on a very self-promotional note, the only other horse I can think of who won stakes in five consecutive years, four through eight, McCann's Mojave.
There you go.
No, seriously, I've looked for other horses. Lenny Shulman called me one time. I think he was contributing to the Blood Horse that time. Asked me, I said, I hadn't even thought about that. I couldn't find one. I'm sure there have been others. I don't know about five consecutive graded stakes years, but I was pretty happy with what my horse did.
you should be.
Yeah.
He's going to be a veteran that can stick around that long, and not only stick around, but compete at the highest level. That's what's just incredible for Gold Phoenix and McCann's Hobby.
Hey, we're short on time, Brad. No more self-promotion, I promise, but you go ahead if you'd like. Do you have a best bet for the listeners this morning?
Yeah, over to race number seven. It's a horse I've been waiting on to bet back, and the horse's name is Running Spartan, number five, Running Spartan, listed at 6-1. And he kind of piqued my interest because he's a maiden. This is a maiden 50, six furlongs on turf, and he'd been off for more than a year. Running Spartan had been, and trainer George Papa Padromo entered him in a starter allowance, so he's running against winners, and he ran surprisingly well. He was up there dueling on the lead. He hung tough to deep stretch. He ended up finishing fourth by two lengths. That was a terrific comeback against winners. Now he's dropping back into a maiden 50. He has to beat number eight, Broheim, a class dropper trained by Michael McCarthy. But Running Spartan, with a race under his belt, a slightly shorter distance from 6.5 to 6, and going from winners into a maiden 50, I think today's the day for Running Spartan with Edwin Maldonado. So number five, Running Spartan at 6-1 in race number seven.
And race seven goes at 4:06 Pacific. Hey, Brad, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you soon, Mike. Take care.
You got it. Hey, listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Right now we go back to Santa Anita, and we say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. I'm always interested in how these Derby hopefuls are training, in this case up to the Santa Anita Derby and more. What about Cherokee Nation and Potente for a guy named Bob Baffert? I think they were out on Friday morning.
Yeah, they worked as a team. They were together. Potente was slightly best. Cherokee Nation is kind of a mentally slower to develop kind of horse. In the drill, it took a few steps from the changes lead. He was asked a little bit. I thought Potente was always best going, and then 47-3. It's both there. But it's a second drill back since the race for Cherokee and one back, the first drill back for Potente. So right now I think Potente is a little more advanced mentally and physically. So I think I'd prefer him in the race. Although, you know, Cherokee Nation did run a big race the other day, but he has a right to improve. So right now Potente is doing very well. So Happy also came back and worked for Mark Glatt, a much improved drill. You know, he's not a really good workhorse, as you know, hence he paid $38. He was 38-1 in his maiden victory. And he came back with a really nice drill. Maybe he's coming around a little more than I think. He might have a long shot chance in there. So I thought he was interesting. And Intrepido came back with another drill. He's picked up weight, and I think he'll run his A race in the Santa Anita Derby in a week and a 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, 13 days, just a tad under 2 weeks. What about Robusta for Doug O'Neill? Heartbreak second to Potente last time out in the San Felipe. What is he showing you?
Yeah, he came back and worked this weekend. In the both his maiden win and in the last race and the Bob Lewis, he didn't switch his lead in the lane. He does that every morning. I don't know what. Maybe he just he gets caught up with the excitement of the race or something, or forgets to do what he's supposed to do. But he looked good to me. Switches leads on cue, and he's a real gutty horse. Because both times it looked like he really held off when he broke his maiden. He held off Cherokee Nation, and when his last. The last race, he only lost to Potente by a long neck maybe. So I see no reason why for him to fire a good race right back.
All right, let's get to it. Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Who do you like today for the listenership on the 9 race program?
Let's go to the 4th race, the maiden race, and the newly gelded Sharon's Angels. Has a series of really nice drills for the Richard Baltus barn. It's been best of sets of two, best of sets of three. They caught a lot of dirt. I think 7 furlongs is a really good fit for this horse. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have to speed to get the lead at 6, but at 7, I think with Edwin Maldonado up, I think this is the lead in the race, and the horse is doing great. It's always done well. Maybe the gelding will turn this horse around a little bit. So, 5-2 is not the world, but in the 4th race, number 3, Sharon's Angels for the Richie Baltusmore.
NationalTurf.com, what's there?
Yeah, just a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen, and to give you some grades, give you a little more information, take the racetrack that maybe you can't find other places.
Andy, thanks so much. Full steam ahead, 13 days in front of the Santa Anita Derby. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Super, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. We'll hit this break and do it real quick like Chris. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, Bob Mazursky, and then the usual guys running that anchor lap. Toby Callip from South Florida, Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts.
Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A making things happen. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. And Bruce, please don't tell me your ears are bleeding. I know that music's a little bit edgy for us older guys, but we got to pick it up here, you know?
Hey, that's fine with me. I'm open to all kinds
of your
music.
Enthusiasm's coming.
Hey, Mike, at least it's not polka, okay? So I'm good with that.
Dick Sinclair. The Polka Parade. I know you remember
exactly.
I know you're a basketball guy, and Vegas is jumping now with March Madness. I mentioned in hour one, I want to go to part of a stretch call. Yesterday's third race at Santa Anita, it was taken by Coach Cronin. By the way, game time today, UCLA versus UConn, 5:45 this afternoon. Here is the great Frank Miramonte. About an eighth of a mile out, yesterday's third at Santa Anita.
Cronin called on now. Mitzi's Express right next to him. They come to the eighth pole together. Coach Cronin digs in gamely. Mitzi's Express tried so hard, but is now two lengths behind. Make it three. Make it four. Coach Cronin, UCF, Santa Anita with his eyes on UConn. Coach Cronin airs him out. Mitzi's Express second. Fix It Quick was third.
Frank Miramonte, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse. Hey, Bruce, are you getting involved in any brackets and so on?
You know, I've been watching a few games. I watched the UCLA game the other day against UCF. UCLA's defense was very, very outstanding. It was a little hard to watch that game, though. It was a little offensively, both teams struggled. But I will give UCLA credit. I think they're going to give UConn some headaches. I don't know if they can beat UConn, but they can play defense. You know who really impressed me yesterday, though, Mike? A la Magic Johnson. I don't know if you watch Michigan State. They have a guard by the name of Jeremy Fears.
Really?
He is probably the best passer in the NCAA. 16 assists. He didn't have a great shooting day, but he's probably the best passer in the game. And it kind of brought me back to Magic Johnson, circa 1979 when he won. So watched a couple of games and really enjoyed it, but I really loved that Jeremy Fears game yesterday.
Tom Izzo, such a legend. I'm pretty sure Magic played at a school called Michigan State, right?
He did, 1979. Beat Larry Bird, right?
Epic. And then they had some epic battles, Boston and L.A. Let's get to today's proceedings. I don't know if you want to go to Oaklawn or what for your first selection, but you take us.
Let's go to Gulfstream Park. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a look at the sixth race, Mike. These are 17,000 claimers, three-year-olds on the synthetic going mile and 70 yards. And I see a big bounce back for the rail horse, Deep Star, who broke maiden here back in September. He didn't break particularly well. Ran for a maiden 35,000 tag. He didn't break well. And on the turn, he got going. He inhaled the field. He won by four lengths. About the last five or six strides, he wasn't ridden whatsoever. They shipped him to Tampa against a tougher group of starter allowance horses on the grass. Didn't do a whole lot. This is a smart move today. He's back on the synthetic, adding Lasix. Look who climbs aboard, Luis Saez. I think a big rider upgrade here. I think his synthetic track race beats these. You should get a great trip from off the base. Sixth race, the rail at Gulfstream, Deep Star, 7-2.
7-2 on the line, and post for that. Now, they always run a little late at Gulf, 3:22 Eastern for race six. Nine of them today at Santa Anita. Bruce, who do you like?
Okay, my apologies to Andy Harrington on this one because I'm going to go with another horse in the same race he tackled. You know, looking at the runners that have been running recently, the Santa Anita runs, I just haven't been impressed with them. So I'm going to go with a new face here, the rail horse, Rich Knight, for Victor Garcia. Mike, when last seen, he came out of a monstrous maiden race at Del Mar, a straight maiden race, running 108-4. Guess who won that race? Baffert with Christofferson. A huge race for the level. He's been given 7 months off. He's been gelded. It was an early January work before he was gelded that I saw on XBTV where he looked awfully good. He made up a ton of ground. Looks like his work tab is solid. This is a big drop in class, and he's protected. That tells me the drubbing he took last time out, I still think the connections think he can run a little bit, not even being in for a tag here. I think the new face is the way to go in race four. The rail, Rich Knight at 7-2.
You know, it's kind of a tricky condition here for the fourth race, and we see more and more of this now. I'm taking a cursory glance. It looks as though there's only one horse in for that 62.5 tag. It's the two-horse Dutton Song for Jeff Bondy.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid race. It's for horses that have been sold at auction for $150,000 or less, so you can run without a claim tag. It's like a straight maiden in that respect. Or you can put up any, you know, you can run anybody here for $62,500. And you're right. It seems like everybody's protected but the two horse Dutton Song.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, the race secretaries, they got to get more creative trying to get people to get interested, particularly in running on the dirt, Bruce. You know that that's the situation. So, anyway, you're going to go ahead with the rail here, coming off the bench for Victor Garcia for his dad, King Juan. Rich Knight, 7-2, going to be your best bet. What tracks do you have up right now at betonbruce.com?
Just the two tracks today, Mike. We'll do Santa Anita's nine-race card, the combo platter, with the last six races at Gulfstream, audio included, also the best bets. Before I depart, I just want to say that was a great segment to start off the show today with Jake DeLome. Talk about a goodwill ambassador. Boy, knowledgeable, just enthusiastic. Wow, I'd like to hear more from him. I was very impressed with your interview with him.
Well, didn't you hear me? I just hired him. Now, I've been fired. I'm involved in litigation, but I hired Jake. Absolutely. He's real. Did you hear him say NFL Films? NFL Films came to their barn. We can't get enough of this. You know, trying to get with other major sports. That's why I like to talk about Mick Cronin. He loves our game. You know, and we don't need to shy away from the game, be ashamed of it, promote it. This guy is real. He is.
And athletes get it. They get into horse racing. They stay in horse racing. They're extremely enthusiastic. We need some bigger names, more names. You know, what is it? Michael Jordan has now a piece of a NASCAR driver, I believe, right? He's a NASCAR team.
Right.
We need some big-time athletes, more and more. I know Terry Bradshaw's involved and others, but that's what you need, more participation from that. And I think people will catch on more and more to this game, how great it is. But DeLome was phenomenal.
I've never met him, and I'll be honest, I don't recall ever seeing him interviewed. But when Andy Biancone did him yesterday, you know, right after that big race in New Orleans that they won last year and they came back and won it yesterday, here's a seven-year-old. They've had all these years. They've given him time when he needed it to see his emotion and just the genuine character. Man, that grabbed me, too. I the only reason I got him was race of Bill, though. I'll be honest, Bruce.
And the other part of the story that has to be told, I believe this horse was sold 6 years ago for
$15,000. Yeah,
he's only made $2 million. And, oh, by the way, Skippy Longstocking, who's approaching $6 million, how about $37,000 at purchase price? What an incredible horse he is, Mike, I got to say. It's almost like he was looking at the grandstand.
I mean, he knows what he's doing. You see the way he won yesterday?
Oh, wow.
At Oakland?
That was amazing. Like I said, he looked like he was gawking out at the crowd.
But
he was having so much fun out there. And that's after he had kind of a traumatic, you know, incident there with trying to get onto the plane to go to Santa Anita. So what a great story Skippy Longstocking is, I got
to
say.
I agree. And Bruce, as long as we're throwing out bouquets, I meant to send Matt Dinnerman a text. I caught just about all their races yesterday on FanDuel. It's a game of world of opinion. I think Matt's taking his game to another level. He is in complete command. He's very accurately describing what's going on without any big ego or telling you what it is, what it's going to be. And, you know, I think he's just doing a tremendous job.
You have to be, I think, to be a great race caller, you have to be obviously somebody who can identify the horses, have the eye for it and the memory. But you also have to be part handicapper, and that's what I get from
absolutely.
Matt. He's researched the field, and we see that also with Frank also at times. They approach it both ways, as a handicapper and a race caller.
Yeah.
And they know who's supposed to go to the lead and who's the favorite, and they look at it like gamblers want to hear the description.
I know.
They like to hear it. They do it that way.
Yeah. And last thing, Bruce, I've worked with a number of announcers over the years, and I've always said to be a racetrack announcer, if you've got any time in the game, you got to be a little bit crazy. There's so much going on, so much stuff coming at you. You're under the microscope every single time they go to the gate. You know, you got to be a little bit loose. You just do.
It's hard, Mike. It's hard to identify horses when you're watching the replay, okay?
I know
it. Let alone doing it live and getting it. You can only get it right one time as a race caller. It's an extremely difficult job.
He's Bruce Finkelstein. You can catch him at betonbruce.com. Thanks so much, Bruce. We'll talk next week. All right, right on the break, and we'll take it. I know, Chris, I'm 1 minute late. We got Bob Mazursky. Gee, I'm sorry. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I almost forgot you, I got to be honest.
Well, that's happened a lot in life, so nothing new.
Well, your take maybe on some of the older horses yesterday. You've seen a lot of them.
No, it was great seeing all those old pros winning. You know, Brad Free mentioned Grand Slam Smile, Gold Phoenix, and then Skippy Longstocking. So, yeah, it was a good day for the old people, and which is something we can relate to.
Yeah, and you've interviewed a good number of football players over the years and so on. I've always found them those guys to be very accessible. Same thing with hockey. You know, it's just we can't get enough of those guys involved in our game. We used to have a lot more when we had more people attending.
No doubt about it. And like, yeah, you said, when I covered football over the years, you know, that I always thought they were the best interviews. They were always accessible. It doesn't matter how the game went or whether they won or lost, you could always approach them. And I had a lot of great, good experiences interviewing both college and pro football players.
I remember a mentor to both you and me, Jack Disney, saying on many occasions, Lester Hayes was the best interview he ever did over the many years he was based here in L.A. with the Old Herald Examiner, and, of course, a great defensive back with the L.A. Raiders.
No, that is definitely true. Diz talked often about his experiences with Lester, but a lot of guys on that Raider team were quotable, and, of course, Howie Long is now in the business, but Diz always enjoyed talking to him, too, and he was always easy to approach.
All right, that's the windup. How about the pitch? Let's make some money.
I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like number two, Apple Pie, cutting back in distance. She had a wide trip going a mile last time. The race before that, she won sprinting. I think this is what she wanted to do. I like the 8-1 morning line, so we'll go number two in race five, Apple Pie for Neil Drysdale.
Bob, have a great day. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Step aside one final time this morning. Coming back strong, we're heading to South Florida. Toby Callett, take two with Jonathan Hardoon. Don't go away.
Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds. The Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Duda Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Don't you start no fight.
'Cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. And I'll win that fight. TNT. I'm a power load. TNT. Watch me explode.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred LA. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors, including a red-hot trainer, leading trainer currently at Santa Anita, Doug O'Neill, with 31 wins currently, along with his son Daniel. They also head up Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. If you're heading over to the Derby Room at Fairplex, if you're hungry leaving out of there, zip into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. They're just off the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco and eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. To South Florida we go, and we say hello to Toby Calladay. Toby, good morning.
It's Mike Dino Mike Wilman. How are you?
I don't know about that. I'm good. What about the weather today at golf?
Well, it's Chamber of Commerce. We're actually on the turf. They're listing it good. We'll see how good it is. They haven't run on it yet this week, so I think it should be just fine. We've got two races for the Coast to Coast. They're races 9 and 10. In the ninth race, we're going to go with the 6, Sousa Summer. Luis Saez takes the call here. Main rivals are the 4, Louis the Sun King, the 1, Pouillon and O'Keefe, and the 7, Surf's Up. That's 6-4-1-7 in the ninth. And over to the 10th, I think the two most likely winners here are the 5, Eeny, Meeny, Mighty Moe, and the 2, Illumitress. Illumitress is getting a huge rider change. And the other main rivals in here would be the 6, Smartess, and the 1, Smitten. 5-2-6-1. We'll have a lot of fun playing the nightcap at Gulfstream.
Okay, and 10 of them, as you noted, they must be at the Gator just about for the first, right, scheduled for 12:50 Eastern?
Exactly.
Okay, and post time for the 10th there at 5:25 Eastern. Toby, have a great day. Thanks for taking time for us.
It's my pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You were talking about Doug O'Neill. Boy, should they be proud of their Pavolian, who ran second yesterday in the Louisiana Derby. He ran his heart out. He ran from the bell to the fifth. I mean, he just didn't stop. They were all taking shots at him, and he just ran super. Just lost by a head. What an effort.
I got it. Of course, he was a big long shot, so he surprised a lot of people. But, John, you know, you see a horse run his eyeballs out like he did back on February 15th and winning the Sunland Derby by a nose, and you'd give him a little excuse if maybe they weren't actually back at their A game next time. But he seemed to just improve off that race.
He really did, and believe me, speed, you know, was not the way to go yesterday for the most part. They were coming from behind a little bit, and again, he just ran, and ran better. I mean, he was really a terrific effort, and he was kind of slow off the figures, but he made a big step forward yesterday, and now I guess he gets to run in the Derby if he chooses to, because he has enough points.
Yeah, he's there, so that's going to be a decision for the connections to make. Do you just sit on him, or you know, do you give them one start before they run the first Saturday in May?
Well, they're probably going to sit on them, I would assume, at this point. I mean, it's like inside 2 months, right? It's about 6 weeks away,
yeah,
whatever it is. So it's not much time to get another race and then expect to run well in the Derby. So they know what they're doing. You can't question him. He's had nothing but success. And, boy, has this been a successful meet for the O'Neill bunch.
It sure has. John, as I do sometimes with you, I'm going to veer off the road here. I can't help it. This was a text that was sent to me years ago, and I happened to see it last night. It's a group of four individuals holding up 5 signs. It's a PETA protest. Apparently on Fort Lauderdale Beach Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, quote, PETA is asking everyone to reject human supremacism. That's the word, says PETA President Ingrid Newkirk. Here's the 5 signs, John. You ready?
Go ahead, Mike.
Reject male supremacy. Reject metrosexual supremacy. Respect all living beings. Reject human supremacy. And reject white supremacy. Now, these are the boneheads we've brought into the boardroom of California Racing. There you have it.
Okay. who would reject all their ideas because they're useless and the game has passed them by. They're done, Mike. They were a flash in the pan. They had their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
I honestly believe people have figured them out and they don't even pay attention to them anymore, which is a good thing.
You would only hope not. Okay, 9 of them today at Santa Anita, and we're back to a regular 1 o'clock post. They went a little bit later yesterday because of all the big races around the country. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the 8th race today at Santa Anita, and you talk about all-time geldings. Well, the 4-horse in here, Alpine Thunder, is an 8-year-old gelding. Yes, he only runs for 5,000, but this is a hard-hitting horse. He fires every time. Claimed last time out by Lorenzo Capunzo. Tiago Pierre aboard to ride 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Alpine Thunder, to win today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
Post time for the 8th of 9 today, 4:36 Pacific. And what is up and how much at JONHARDOON.com, John?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita Selection.
And, John, you'll be happy to know the Cactus League is in the rearview mirror. It's Angels-Dodgers tonight here at the Big A at 6:07, and you can catch Trent Rush and company with Angels warm-up around about 5:30 this afternoon right here on AM 830. The home of the Angels and the Angels radio app. John, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well. And by the way, that World Baseball Classic was great.
It was. you know, I'm not a big fan because I don't want guys getting hurt once the real bell rings.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. But the games were great. That's all. Thanks,
no,
Mike.
No question. Thank you. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal. Folks, thanks for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Have a great day. We'll talk to you in 1 week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.